This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A Chinese citizen journalist was jailed for 4 years for her live stream reporting from Wuhan as the COVID-19 outbreak unfurled. That's according to her lawyer on Monday. Zheng Zhan, who is a former lawyer, was sentenced at a brief hearing in a Shanghai court for allegedly, quote, picking quarrels and provoking trouble for her reporting in the chaotic initial stages of the outbreak. Her live reports and essays were widely shared on social media platforms in February, grabbing the attention of authorities who have punished 8 virus whistleblowers so far who criticized the government's response to the outbreak. Concerns are mounting over the health of the 37-year-old Zhang, who began a hunger strike in June. She has been force-fed through a nasal tube. China's communist authorities have a history of putting dissidents on trial in opaque courts between Christmas and New Year's Eve to minimize Western scrutiny. The trial comes just weeks before an international team of World Health Organization experts is expected to arrive in China to investigate the origins of COVID-19. United Kingdom authorities are expected to approve the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine this week, and the head of the company said it will be as effective against the virus as the Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna vaccines. If approved, AstraZeneca's vaccine will be the 5th vaccine put into play around the world to fight the virus. Early tests showed that the vaccine was 70% effective for preventing illness, compared to 95% reported by Pfizer. Russia and China also have their own vaccines. The latest vaccine on the horizon comes as the world reached the grim milestone of 80.7 million people worldwide infected by the virus. This is VOA News. Residents of the Central African Republic turned out in huge numbers for presidential and legislative elections on Sunday, despite some efforts by suspected rebels at voter intimidation. The head of the United Nations peacekeeping mission said some rebels opened fire in an attempt to scare voters away from the polls. Rebel groups hostile to incumbent President Faustin Archange Touadéra have carried out attacks and threatened to march to the capital and disrupt the election after Constitutional Court this month rejected several candidates. One of the candidates rejected was former president and accused rebel ally Francois Bozize. Touadéra is considered the favorite in the field of 17 candidates. Vote counting began Sunday, and full provisional results are expected by the end of the week. The United States has called for the immediate release of a group of Hong Kong democracy activists facing trial in China after they attempted to escape the territory by speedboat for sanctuary in Taiwan. 10 of the so-called Hong Kong 12 are due in court today in the southern city of Shenzhen, facing charges linked to an illegal border crossing. Chinese authorities took them into custody after their boat was intercepted on August 23rd. At least 2 of the group face up to 7 years in jail for organizing the attempted escape. Democracy activists last year led massive protests against Beijing's rule. Some of the group are already facing prosecution in Hong Kong, where China has imposed a national security law that has stamped out the city's protest movement. A U.S. embassy spokesperson told the French news agency Sunday, quote, their so-called crime was to flee tyranny. He was, of course, referring to the defendants. The comment came just hours ahead of the group's scheduled court appearance. The U.S. diplomat urged the, quote, immediate release of the Hong Kongers, adding, quote, communist China will stop at nothing to prevent its people from seeking freedom elsewhere. China's foreign ministry responded, saying China urges the United States to immediately stop using Hong Kong issues to interfere with China's domestic affairs. Members of the U.S. Congress are planning to interrupt their Christmas break Monday to deal with a defense spending bill vetoed by President Trump. Members of the House of Representatives are expected to override the president's veto of a $740 billion defense spending bill. If the House vote passes, the Senate could vote on the measure as early as Tuesday. It will require a 2/3 vote in both houses to override a presidential veto. You can follow the course of this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News. We'll be right back.